This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, December 8th. Okay, so the stock market was meandering higher early this morning, then lost its mojo. And I just want to kind of explain to you what's happening. First of all, it's going to be very quiet before the Fed meeting on Wednesday, when they actually have the announcement. I am not expecting that dovish of an FOMC statement, because a lot of the FOMC members seem to be annoyed they don't have the normal data they need to work with. And so they just are going to be stubborn, okay? Plus, we're going to have a leadership change on the Fed. The new chairman is announced in January, and then he will his comments will overpower everything. But I am expecting this to be followed by two more Fed rate cuts. Essentially, they're moving from a restrictive stance to a neutral stance. And the reason they have to do this is the housing market's in total disarray. There was a home builder, Hovarian, had some bad results and really hurt the entire sector. So the bottom line is it's time to fix the housing market. It's time to fix interest rate sensitive parts of our economy. We do not have inflation risk right now. It was mostly owner's equipment rent, and that has fizzled. And of course, we got lower energy prices, so that's all going to contribute to a tamer inflationary environment. Now, there was a fascinating article in the Financial Times. They pointed out that China, for the first 11 months of the year, has a $1.076 billion trade surplus. That's the biggest they've ever had, even though their exports with us have declined approximately 26% year over year. So China exports are so strong that they're hurting the GDP growth of many other countries. The only country that's slightly positive trade balance with China was India. Everybody else, was losing ground. So China's got their own economic problems. Their exports are causing problems in other countries. And, you know, we're in a very dire situation to look around the world. It's all demographically driven, and it's going to get bad between now and 2035. There's just not enough people, and you're losing households. It's very hard to grow when your population shrinks. Okay. The other thing that was going on is the Financial Times had an article about the data centers, and they won't be able to get enough energy. Now, this article was a hatchet job. It was really bad. They basically said the U.S. ought to stick to green energy. It was in the pipeline to fuel the data centers, because we're just not going to be able to get enough natural gas turbines to build out the data centers. Now, they're talking about the big train-sized natural gas turbines that Siemens and GE Vernova make. And there is a big order backlog for these things, but that's not the only natural gas turbines at data centers. If you go down to Memphis, where Tesla has their Grok AI, they have very small natural gas power plants literally right next to their data centers with the smokestacks, okay? The natural gas smokestacks are very short, just so you know. And so turbines don't just come in train size, they come in all kinds of sizes. Just look at any airplane you fly. They have small turbines, they're called APUs. They run the electricity from the plane setting. They've got different turbines for different size planes. So you can take all these other kinds of turbines and generate electricity from them. It's as simple as that. So this Financial Times article was really bogus, okay? And, they were obviously criticizing the U.S. for banning some green energy initiatives. But green energy doesn't power a lot of data centers, okay? Data centers want cheap, reliable, efficient electricity, okay? And, you know, I'm not anti-green energy, but, you know, it's not ideal for data centers because it doesn't run 24/7. So even Elon Musk, okay, who has a huge battery business, is going to be rebuilding the Moss Landing facility that burned up for 5 weeks. Oh, their battery storage caught on fire. Even he's using natural gas, okay? So that is just another cheap shot. The other thing is you have to realize the British media is naturally depressed, okay? That things aren't going that good in their country. You know, they're raising taxes. They're going to have a mileage tax now on any vehicle, including electric. And you know, you look over to America, and America doesn't play by a lot of the things that are holding them back. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think they're jealous, okay? So I want you to ignore that kind of media. I really do. So the Fed's going to do the right thing on Wednesday. The guidance is going to be sloppy. We'll see what the dot plot is. But the big news for the Fed will be the new Fed chairman announcement in January. And, of course, then he's got to go get congressional approval. We all assume it's going to be Kevin Hassard. But, you know, President Trump does have a lot of good choices to pick from, Christopher Waller and some others. So this is the quiet but before some big news. After the FOMC statement on Wednesday, we're going to have a PPI report on Thursday. So that will be significant. So hang in there, folks. Last week was pretty strong. So sometimes stocks have to back and fill after such a strong week. So that's it. I just want to update you on what's going on. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Louie Nebler.